Steve Schmidt, Trump Republicans will not write their history, we will write their history. By Trent Baker on January 19, 2021. Lincoln Project founder Steve Schmidt on Tuesday slammed Republicans who have supported President Donald Trump. MSNBC Live anchor Stephanie Ruhle asked Schmidt where the GOP goes once Trump's presidency comes to an end. Schmidt described the congressional members who have continued to support Trump as losers who are the architects of sedition and insurrection, violence and death. According to the Never Trump Republican, those members of Congress will not write their history. Instead, Schmidt said the winners will get to write their history. The winners write history, and they're the losers. And they're the architects of sedition and insurrection, violence and death, 137 members of Congress. All Republicans, all white, rose to throw out millions of black votes, Schmidt stated. How many companies in this country have signed pledges in favor of racial justice, supporting Black Lives Matter? I don't see how they can ever make a donation again that goes to any of those members who sought to reimpose Jim Crow on this country. They have incited violence. They have participated in the big lie. They have poisoned democracy. The shame of the people around Trump who have participated in the shaping of the great American catastrophe over the last 4 years will be held to account. He continued, it will be held to account by the judgment of history, by the judgment of decent Americans. It will be held to account by corporate America as they look for jobs, by corporate America as they seek donations. They will not write their history. We will write their history. And their shame will last forever. They are carved like etching into granite. Granite, onto history's list of billings in the country. Mark Meadows, Lindsey Graham, Kevin McCarthy, Josh Hawley, Ted Cruz, Mo Brooks, and too many more to mention, there will be no forgetting. There will be no forgiveness. We do not seek retribution, but we do seek accountability and justice for an assault and attack on the government of the United States of America that killed 6 people. And for the first time in the history of our country, some 150 years after the end of the Civil War, the Confederate flag at long last breached the United States Capitol and was paraded through the rotunda as this illiberal fascistic mob desecrated the floors of the House of Representatives and the Senate. They don't get to rewrite what happens. Follow Trent Baker on Twitter at Magnify Trent.